As we stand, we pray. Lord, may my words light the way to your word in all that hear them. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I must admit, I do feel like a newbie. I was last in church on September the 14th, and that seems a lifetime ago. As Father Paul's already said, today is Advent Sunday, and it's a Happy New Year to all of you. And anybody with a church diary will know that, because that's when we open our diaries and start again. The word Advent, from the Latin meaning the coming, it is traditionally a time of spiritual reflection and a time of anticipation and preparation. A time when we think about the coming of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. To me, the word preparation is one that conjures up all sorts of things. In today's ever-secular Western world, it's when folks think about presents, food, Christmas parties, planning the channel hopping for 2 to 3 days. Some shops have been preparing for Christmas since August. And it's also when I get my Grinch head on. I really cannot tolerate the hype over Christmas. For the commercialism, that is, not the real meaning of. I began to wonder, what else do we prepare for so long in advance? The birth of a child, okay. A wedding, maybe retirement. I'm sure there's many more examples of forward planning, getting ourselves prepared. And that's a word I want to focus on today, preparation. In Isaiah reading, we heard the day of that day, for out of Zion shall go forth instructions and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah is giving them warning of the coming of the Messiah, giving 700 years to prepare for what to do. But do they? Do they, heck? There at the end of the passage we have, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We have to be ready to walk with the Lord. Preparation in the gospel reading from Matthew. We have Jesus preparing the disciples for what will come. This reading is part of the text from Jesus talking to the disciples on the Mount of Olives, giving them warnings about the future. This section is about remaining watchful for him coming again. He tells his disciples about that day and hour. No one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. And again, skipping to the end of the passage, we have, therefore you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Again, the message is, be ready. Or to quote the Scout Association, be prepared. Now, if we leave aside the usual rush to get prepared for the celebration of Christ's birth, or not, as the case may be, what should we be doing during these 4 weeks to prepare ourselves mentally and physically and spiritually? Not sure? Well, let's look at a practical way of preparing something else and see where that takes us. Here's the scenario. We've just been informed that Prince William is coming to Beeston, and you and your house have been selected for him to come and have a chat. Now, you know there's going to be many tens of thousands of cameras, so you feel everything needs to be just so, just as you want the world to see it. You need to prepare for the visit, so you work out a plan of getting the house just so. You need to clean the dust right through. All the clutter you have lying around needs to be got rid of by either outing it or putting it away. And I can relate to this because I've just had to clear out our dining room to become a bedroom. Because it's a prince, you make sure the best tableware is at hand, just in case he wants a drink. And to quote the DIY shows on the TV, you dress the house for maximum effect. This, I assume, is all part of the preparation you would go through because the prince is a special person. During this season of Advent, we have to do the same with our spiritual home, the place where we meet with the Prince of Peace, the place where God lives with us. This place is in your hearts and in your minds. Remember the first commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We have to plan to get our spiritual home just so. Firstly, we have to dust and clean to get rid of the cobwebs of routine and indifference. We have to see things in a new clarity, with a new wonder, just as polishing furniture shows the beauty of the wood. We see new things in the scriptures that have escaped us before. Next comes the clutter. We all have things that we hang on to, old hurts, recent incidents, things that come to mind daily, weekly, that taint our view of life. Advent is a time to throw them out, to find reconciliation, to find a way to make our spiritual life clutter-free, to change our view to one that reflects what we would like the world to be. Once this is done, we need to think about dressing the space to make it ready to welcome the Prince of Peace. Now, I suspect some of you are thinking, oh, well, how do I do that? Here's a few suggestions which I've found useful over previous years. You could maybe join an Advent group or to get together with some couple of friends and think about the meaning of Advent. If you do not already do a daily Bible reading, then set yourself the task of doing one for this period daily. If you're not sure what to read, speak to Father Wayne, myself, or Father Paul afterwards. We may have some ideas for you. As part of your daily prayer, you could think about the Advent ring. The candles are, in some traditions, said to symbolise hope, peace, joy, and love in that order. The purple is the hope, the peace, and the love. The pink is for joy and is lit on the third Sunday. Each week you could pray for these attributes in your life, the life of the community and the life of the world. You may find other ways to help you make these preparations. Remember to quote from the text, "The Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." We have to be ready to receive him today. There's no way we can say, "Oh, sorry, Lord, I'm not ready yet. Can you come back later?" That ain't going to happen. In the reading, it says, "Then two were in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding a meal together. One will be taken, one will be left. Keep awake, therefore. You do not know on what day the Lord is coming." We have to be prepared here and now. A few years ago, I was at an Advent quiet day, and during the short address, two sentences spoke to me. Be aware and be alert. As I thought of a way of holding on to these for Advent, I came up with sheep. Now, this is going to throw you how my mind works. Why sheep, you may ask? Well, I thought, well, Jesus is the Lamb of God, but he's also the Good Shepherd, and we're told that we are his sheep. So, this is where audience participation comes in. What noise does a sheep make? There you go, bar, bar. Be aware, be alert. B-A-B-A, bar, bar. So my message to each of you today is bar, bar. And maybe you could turn in encouragement and say it to others at this time and this day. Amen.
Amen.